24 minutes past 7. It's Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Nick Cody. If you have seen or heard any news in the past, since yesterday afternoon, it is hard to ignore this story.
The young Brisbane mother whose children were killed when their father set fire to the family car has died in hospital. 31-year-old Hannah Baxter suffered extensive burns when her husband, Rowan Baxter, doused the car and her three children in petrol in Camp Hill. The children, who were all under the age of 6, died along with their father in a crime the police say is one of the worst they've ever seen.
How could he do this is the question on everybody's Monster. Lips. A man who seemed to love his children so very much through the avenues of social media, the images that we've seen across our papers, across our screens, across every news outlet over the last 24 hours. This is definitely not something that even if you wanted to, you could ignore.
Oh, he's a frustrated monster, clearly.
Mm.
And this is the way he thought he could hit back.
I lived in Camp Hill for 10 years.
That's when I first met you, when you lived over there.
It's a very tight-knit community. You know, Brisbane is a small enough place that it is, but your suburbs, you know, generally you know what's, you know, going on. Other mothers know, kids at school. And this has affected, you know, a lot of people directly or indirectly. And it's something that I've been affected as just as a human being, as a mother.
Can I tell everyone, you came in here this morning just after 4 o'clock and you were crying.
It's sad, Marta.
This has knocked you around because
yesterday
you went
an emotional day. You know, front page of the paper was that poor 3-year-old child that died in the car at the childcare centre in Cairns. My daughter was away on camp.
You were emotional enough yesterday, and then you were involved with people who know this family.
I was at a women in media lunch yesterday, and you couldn't help but notice everybody was getting messages, their phones were pinging left, right and centre with breaking news on it. I was there with Melissa Downs. I was there with Sharon Gadella. I was there with Georgina Lewis, and, you know, they had to cover off across this yesterday afternoon and last night. And as we sat there, not only as women, but as mothers, you know, we had to embrace each other because it was just so very, very tragic. Sam Thaiday, one of our Broncos, has been linked to this story. He trained with Rowan. His wife, Rachel, was with me at the lunch, and just devastating circumstances. You know, people at our work here are directly involved with the family. People in the Camp Hill community that I was involved with, their children went to school with this family.
Oh, God.
And it's just heartbreaking. You look at that picture of them and you see your family. I look at that and I see me and Corey and my children, you know, happy and smiling. It paints a picture that everything's okay. And it's not. And I think the thing that we need to take out of this is that lives were lost here and we can't do anything about that other than now make sure that we as people and as society are checking in on our friends. Checking in to make sure that they're okay when we know they're not. Speak up. Say something. If you think something is not okay, make sure you do something about it. Don't avoid it.
Yeah.
Don't hide from it. We need to make sure that people are okay because clearly in this instance, he was not.
That's right.
And I know that he's been tarnished with the evil monster tag, but at some point, this woman loved this man. They had a family together and something went very wrong.
Something happened and then he snapped.
If you or anyone you know needs help, call Lifeline on 131114 or DV Connect on 1800 811 811.